This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Pavalate. That is Pavalate, Pavalate. Margarita, Margarita. Date of birth, February 22nd, 1960. Date of evaluation, April 17, 2026. Referring physician is Dr. Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B, Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 66-year-old female, referred for preoperative evaluation. The HCI, the patient is a 66-year-old female who is anticipated to have ACDF. At the C4-5, C5-6 level, period. The patient reports that she is employed as a nurse, period. She was kicked in the abdomen by a combative patient, period. She fell to the floor and injured her neck and lower back, period. She was initially treated conservatively, period. However, she noted ongoing pain and lower back pain with associated difficulty with gait, period. Pain is described as tingling numbness, especially involving the right lower extremity, period. She reports difficulty with using her arm even so as to eat, period. She had presented with progressive right cervical radiculopathy with worsening cervical axial pain and right upper extremity pain radiating / matching the C6 nerve distribution pattern, period. She was found to have severe right foraminal stenosis at C4-5 and C5-6 on MRI, period. She was thus felt to have C4-5 and C5-6 as the primary cervical pathology, period. The patient is now anticipated to undergo C4-5 and C5-6 ACDF, period. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. Her past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, obesity. The past surgical history, right ankle surgery, medications, gabapentin, 800 milligrams HS, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams BID, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams BID, duloxetine, 60 milligrams BID, acetaminophen, 500 milligrams BID, losartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25 milligrams daily, atenolol 25 milligrams BID, fish oil 1 daily, vitamin B12 1 daily, vitamin D3 1 daily, calcium 1 daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died with CVA and CHF, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking or drug use, period. There is no history of alcohol use. Review of systems. Vascular, she reports varicosities. Genital urinary, she has frequency, urgency, and flank pain. Neurologic, she has had headaches. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness and depression. Endocrine, she has both heat and cold intolerance. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 122/72. Pulse of 61. Respiratory rate of 18, height 52 inches, weight 241 pounds. In general, she's a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal, the right hand demonstrates decreased grip, period. Extremities reveal trivial to the redeemer. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 61 beats per minute and is otherwise normal, period. Lumbar MRI dated 6/4/25 reveals multi-level degenerative changes. At the L3-L4 level, there is mild to moderate left lateral recess narrowing and moderate left and mild to moderate right neural foraminal narrowing. There is mild to moderate left and mild right lateral recess narrowing seen at the L2-3 level with moderate bilateral neural foraminal narrowing. There is moderate to severe right and mild left neural foraminal narrowing at the L5-S1 level. At the L4-5 level, mild to moderate left and mild right neural foraminal narrowing, period. Cervical MRI 6/4/25. There is C4-5 and C5-6 severe right foraminal stenosis. Multi-level degenerative changes are seen, period. There is mild to moderate spinal canal stenosis with moderate right and mild left neural foraminal narrowing. And the C2-3 level, there is moderate to severe right neural foraminal narrowing. This has progressed, period. At the C6-7 level, there is moderate left and mild to moderate right neural foraminal narrowing, period. The left neural foraminal narrowing has progressed, period. The overall findings is consistent with cervical spondylosis, period. There is degeneration of the intervertebral disc at C4-5, period. There is cervical radiculopathy, period. There is foraminal stenosis of the cervical region, period. There is degeneration of the intervertebral disc at C4-5. sex love, period. Of note, the cervical examination did reveal mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature, period. The impression, this is a 66-year-old female with history of hypertension and obesity who is now scheduled for C4-5 and C5-6 anterior cervical disc fusion for diagnosis M50.321 and M54.12. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, and she is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.